That shit is crazy. Like, niggas is recording. Y'all ain't even know it.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking Remy got another one. You know what I'm saying? She tried to back-to-back her. It didn't work.
Yeah, that was for the birds right there.
That shit was like... I fucks with Rem, but that another one wasn't it. I can't rock with that joint.
Nah, but that
Sheetha was fire.
Sheetha was extra fiery. Like, it was no remorse.
Yeah, it's like she got very disrespectful.
To be honest, she didn't even have to do another one joint though, because the Sheetha itself was just. You got 7 minutes and 2 seconds on that thing. Like, she just let it have it all right there.
Another one is she blowing the 3-1 lead.
I can see that.
She Golden State in it right now. Because you had the healthy lead. Now you letting her back in the series, man. Like, I don't know who gave you the okay to drop that shit. Like, I came on here expecting to talk about Sheetha. But another one is crazy. But what up, world, man? This is Fuck This Podcast. We got the boy... Trillery in the building, Trill Gates. You know what I mean?
Yo, you know we had to come through and bless y'all with another Fuck This Podcast, because it's a lot of fuck shit going on. So, you know, we gotta address everything. I've been having my eyes locked in on everything that's going on. And let me tell you right now, Nikki, they looking for you right now. They saying you dead.
Where you at?
They saying that, you
Where
know, that you got a toe tag and
yeah.
They saying that it's over for you. Like, I just want to see what you got to say. I did a couple hours ago just see the interview with Fat Joe and Remy on your boy's show, Wendy Williams. And it was like Remy was just saying that.
You trying to stop her back.
We trying to stop her. And she always saying a lot about all the other women in music, Taylor Swift and your girl Hannah Montana and everything. And if you ask me, I believe Nikki earned the right to talk her shit. You know what I mean? She said she earned her right to talk her shit. She got a lot of BET awards, a lot of nominations for a lot of other things, and she done took a couple home. My thing is this. You know, Remy, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Something about Remy, still one of my top women albums. Really just top albums. Like, not even going to just... separate you and say,
and that means a lot because you love hardcore.
Yeah, like, so that's your, right, you know,
it's you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah. That's a lot coming from you.
So you know, I love something about Remy. Something me and my guys used to play a lot back in the day.
Used to play that shit heavy.
Heavy. You know what I'm saying? Heavy.
This ain't no bandwagon shit. Like, niggas was on Remy back in like 06, 07 before the prison bit.
Really, actually, you know I've been on Rem. I think maybe. If that was that time, I was on Rim when I heard her on Yeah Baby on Pun album when she said I'm trouble. She shoot out the elbow was in your sneakers.
Yeah,
she, I that, always thought that was crazy.
Remember, she was on Annie Up. She was on a lot of shit before that, but I'm saying niggas was fucking off.
Yeah, she did. She did.
And that was around the time when Digga was hot still, too.
That's D. Sims, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Happy belated.
Happy belated to my guy.
Appreciate it.
Pisces season has begun, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Real official out here.
Yeah, I got one coming up too. But that's beside the fact, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no bandwagon shit. Niggas been fucking with Remy shit. So it's like this. A lot of people saying Nikki doesn't have to respond because Remy is beneath her.
I mean, I kind of feel that, but I kind of don't. Because if you think about it, around the time that Remy got locked up, Nikki was taking her style and running with it on some damn 50 Ja Rule shit.
I mean, she ran with Kim's style more so than anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, that Barbie shit and all that. But I will say this. If she's beneath you and you up on the cloud, you know what I'm saying, then are you the queen of pop? Because you can't say you the queen of rap if you're not going to rap. Especially when you done found time to address motherfuckers subliminally. Like, you done just finished spitting about motherfuckers on Gucci Mane shit. So you can't be that busy. Drake wasn't too busy for me. This is the same kind of, you know, levels right there. Like, Drake is up here and you got somebody down there that's coming at your throat. The difference is Drake responded.
Here's how I feel and what I've come to realization with. Remy missed a lot. You know, we know that she had some time that she had to go away and do, and she had to do what she had to do, you know. But let's just say this: not too many people get to go do a bid like that and still come home and be popping a long bid like that. Now, right. I'm not saying a Boosie bid and you can come home and be the shit. We ain't talking about a Kevin Gates bid. He coming home in like a couple weeks. And
she basically did almost a Sean bid.
Yeah, she did a long bid.
And he's not popping.
So the fact that she could come home and do a all the way up and you know, have a chance to still be relevant in hip hop, I think is amazing, because a lot of people don't get that chance. And then you cool with a guy named Fat Joe who seems to always drop and be popping every time. He drop at least one every time. I mean, he never gets lost in the sauce where he come back and drop and niggas be like, what the hell? He always keeping one. So here's what I'm saying. With her being able to come back home and have the privilege of still being relevant, that's pretty good. Now, here's what I think, and I'm not sure, but this is just what I take from the whole thing. I think Remy knows that she's extremely talented. I think she knows that she has a lot going for herself. And I think, rightfully so, she wants that top spot back. But here's the thing. While you were gone, Nicki held that position down and strided. Like, she didn't...
I mean, she took advantage of the situation.
I don't think she tried to hold it down. I think she did it with flying colors. I think...
But you can make the argument that the reason she dominated so good,
she ain't have no comp.
She's the only one. Okay. Like, you got to realize, when Lil' Kim was popping, you had Lil' Kim, you had Left Eye, you had Missy, you had Foxy, you had Eve. You had a lot of motherfuckers in that era that was doing their thing. Now, with Nicki, she's the only one.
There's no comp. Because
you can't fucking include the, what's the white joint name?
Iggy. No, you can't include.
Yeah, I don't include Dej Loaf.
Iggy Azalea. Dej Loaf is not like, but she had that one song.
She had like a couple.
Nah, you know, I rock with Dreezy. I fuck with Dreezy too, but she's not really popping. Like, I'm saying,
what do you
like,
call popping? You gotta have like a
platinum, like a household name type shit. Like,
you don't think Dreezy had a household name?
Not at the moment, but she's making her way out. You gotta understand, she's still underground right now. She ain't really dropped nothing major. I mean, and people just not, like, she just started getting large. Like,
what about Tink? You don't think Tink is a household name either?
No, I don't even know.
But could they? Exactly. Could niggas drop a ladies' night right now? And everybody in America, white America, would know who everybody is on the song.
No, because first of all, you're not going to get a ladies' night in this era. Because, like I said, there's only one person that's really popping like that.
Exactly.
And you got somebody that's trying to get their spot back. So, therefore, like, you can't do a ladies' night with two people beefing.
Okay, so let me get back to where I was at before y'all brought that up, which are both great points. What I want to say is, I just feel like Remy wants that top spot. Like I said, rightfully so. But I honestly think that I think she's taking it as a chance to climb to the top and be as successful as Nicki has been. And let's just rewind. Let's just rewind and keep it a stack. And we don't know, because, you know, time goes by. You can't really make a stamp on what could have happened. But if you really think about it, Remy had two or three popping singles,
right?
We had We Up In This Room with Neo. Mm-hmm. You had I'm So Conceited, I Got A Reason. Mm-hmm. And she had a couple bangers on the album that were really hard, but those were her two radio singles that were like hits, right?
And
she was
saving people's songs too, yeah.
And she was on features, Lean Back, Annie Up. I mean,
she's been fucking up a lot of shit. She has really had
a successful
wait a minute, quote that.
But like, let's just say this. Let's just bring this into the paint right now.
Okay.
Remy at that time was a household name, but
I don't think Remy was ever a household name either.
I'm gonna say why she was a household name. Two reasons: Conceited and Lean Back. There's nobody who don't know those records.
Lean Back was a big
Conceited record. Played in the club 5 years later.
Conceited wasn't as big as Lean Back. Now, Lean Back was like...
But Conceited was huge for
that
women.
That was like in the club status. Conceited
right now, and chicks is going to love it. They
but Lean Back was crazy. Like a whole different level. That was in the club status.
And like, they knew her verse. You know like, the girls knew her verse.
Yeah.
And the niggas knew Joe verse. Like, I just felt like she really was popping. You know what I'm saying? When you take it to that level. But I, like you said, that's what I was really getting at. Rim was never really a household name, not because she couldn't be,
right.
But she just wasn't. And if you ask me, it's really who she just not decided. Fate decided to put her with Terror Squad because meeting Pun, of course, you're going to meet Joe. But I just feel like she was never really as popping as a Nicki, even when Nicki finally rose to prominence when she made that when she started doing her pop thing, Nicki kind of slid off and she was with the right team. Young Money was the right team at the right time, and she came in the game with the right people. Fendi was the right person who knew everybody.
Okay.
So the thing is, and Miss Deborah too, Waka Flocka, her old manager. So like, yeah. You know, so I think she was well connected, but she came in the game the right way. Remy didn't really come in. She came in with some heavy waiters, but it was heavy waiters at the time that weren't really a big deal.
I think timing helped Nicki out more than anything.
Right.
And that's what Remy,
during the time when everybody was getting washed, where everybody was just washed by that time. Like, you wasn't hearing Missy no more. You wasn't hearing Eve no more. You wasn't hearing no female rapper
nah.
in 2007, 2008.
Except for real.
She had got locked up.
And she got locked. Yeah. But so, I just want to say, like, a lot of people are saying, you know, that's why Nicki is where she at. I don't want to even discredit Nicki like that, because if you really think about it, she found a lane and she made it work. She has all the female fans for how she did her thing, and she also made credible records. Like, I mean, she didn't make like mediocre records. She made anthems. I can name a couple Nicki songs.
She got a couple
freestyles that I feel like she smashed. Like, she had like her track record. Like, what I want people to stop saying is that if Remy wouldn't get locked up, then we wouldn't get the Nicki Minaj. First of all, you don't know that.
I wouldn't say that.
First of all, you can't say that.
I don't believe
and
that.
And then two, like I said, Remy was dope. But it's almost like what we're saying about Nicki. She was at a time when there weren't really no like female rappers like her. She had her own lane, so that's what made Remy stand out. But she was never really like, like, Nicki is huge. When Nicki was on the Victoria's Secret show, I was like, yo, she made it. You know what I'm saying? She made it.
I mean, when you get your own Barbie, like a real life legitimate Barbie from Mattel,
you made it.
But here's the thing about that. Remy is a rapper. Stayed a rapper her whole career. She never swayed from being a rapper.
Nicki's an artist.
Staircase Nicki on the staircase with Fendi, Come Up DVD, she was a rapper. Mm-hmm. She could really rap. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you know, it's more marketable to be a pop star. And that was her lane, the Barbie shit with the fucking pink hives and the fucking pink chicken wing chain and all that bullshit.
I've seen that in one picture, though. That's crazy how people making that a thing.
But she said, are you dumb? Like, that shit was hilarious. But look, the point is, she went to that other side, that mainstream side, and I ain't knocking that. You know what I'm saying? Get your bread. You know what I mean? You got to get that bag. But when it's time to rap, because Drake has done the same shit. He does reggae music. He's a singer, a rapper. But he told niggas, I can rap too. Like, I still can very rap. So when the nigga Meek came at him, he came at him rapping. That's what the fuck Nicki need to do. Now, I don't know. I put it on my status on Facebook. I don't know if Nicki's scared or do she got like publicists saying like, don't respond because it could fuck you up. Or what? The third thing I'm thinking is it might be like Remy's holding something over her head, which I think would be very corny if she's holding something over her head to keep her from responding.
Well, if you really think about what she said on the Wendy Williams show, to be honest, look, this is what I really feel. And like I said, no disrespect to Remy. I'm a Remy fan. But here's the thing, man. I feel like she really trying too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Sheetha shit was cracked. Like, she went at her.
Straight out the gate. I can't agree.
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that I ain't gonna say she reaching. I ain't gonna say she trying too hard, but I just think that she's using a method to try to do something that was done already. And we see that because the Sheetha was great, you know what I'm saying, and if you ask me, I think Nicki verse on Make Love was fly. I mean, she said what she had to say, and she left it at that. But when I heard what Remy said on Wendy Williams, I just was looking like, yo, do you know what real rap beef is? Like, we talking about Jay-Z said that him and AI smashed Nas baby mama. Like, you pulled all the stops out. And it ain't no soft shit. Like, it is what it is. So when she said, you know, she's telling people she's not gonna show up at award shows because I'm gonna be there. Why are you telling the public that? Like, what? It don't matter. That shit don't matter. It's about rap beef. It ain't about what you heard about what Nicki ain't gonna do, and she's stopping you from getting checks. How the fuck is she stopping you from getting checks?
She ain't stopping us. But she gonna let her know that you ain't about to stop me. She done nipped all that shit in the butt from the gate.
But that ain't what she said on Wendy. She said that she was kind. It's almost like
she said she's like, trying to fuck up her back.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, that ain't.
And if somebody trying to stop your money, you gonna go at
him. Yeah, but how can they stop your money if you already you Remy, right?
But
you Remy,
you made Sheetha. This is why I disagree with you about her trying too hard. Fucking Kendrick Lamar and Drake have been fucking doing that passive aggressive shit, fucking subliminals for like 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Remy ain't with that shit. Okay, we've been doing this subliminal shit. I'm just gonna say your name. Let's get it popping. Like, I love shit like that. Like, stop with all the fucking subliminal ass records.
But we respected Jay-Z for doing subliminal.
But no, when Jay first came out, he ain't start doing that till later. When Jay first came out, he was going at everybody. That anytime somebody said his name, that nigga was going at him. Mm-hmm. What's the nigga from Harlem World that they said they ain't never shot your fat ass out of cannons before? He was way bigger than that nigga. What the fuck was that nigga name from Harlem World with Mason and niggas? I forgot the nigga name, man. That nigga Jay was going at niggas, son.
It wasn't
like,
Blink.
I forgot the nigga name.
We don't know, because when we really started caring about what subliminals is when Jay was popping.
He called Nas out first. Let's not get it misconstrued. He called Nas out.
He don't want it with Hov. No.
At Summer Jam. Like, this is what niggas do. Like, this is rap. If you say you're the best of something, niggas gonna come for you. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't never seen Jay go on no. Well, okay, I don't even say Jay because he ain't really never do interviews. But I just never really seen when it was like real rap beef down to the nitty gritty do an interview and kind of like spill the beans. Like, it just. Like, I personally, I was watching. Well, not personally, but I was watching an interview today on Smart TV. And they had the locks on there, and the guy asked Jada and Styles, how did they feel about the Rim and Nicki beef? The crazy thing though that stood out to me was when Sheik was like, "It's rap beef. You supposed to goddamn rap and social media and memes and all that fuck shit." When they was going like now, that's what people think.
Who started that shit?
There's no memes been around for 15 years.
No, but who made that shit popping like that to where, like, you know who I think made that shit like that? The nigga 50, yo. I know memes been around, but niggas ain't start using that shit like in rap beefs till I seen the nigga 50 do it.
50 always been a theatrical ass nigga though. Where he won't kill you on rap beef. He'll disrespect you to death. And make you laugh about it. And he's really, I think
the whole 50, he'll get with you. What were you talking about memes?
We talking about memes. Yeah, we talking about how 50. The internet will. If you ask me who made that shit popular was Drake with that Meek beef. I'm talking about like meme rap beefing.
The fans did that.
Yeah, so that made it. That made it out the water. That made that shit crazy because a nigga see a meme about your rap beef and laugh you to death, and you kind of lost because we laughed Meek to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? But honestly,
yeah, but it was a rap for him though.
But honestly, here's my other thing.
That's because he took too long.
And here's my other thing though. Like, my other thing about that situation is this, man. With going back to Rem, and it's another one. I just thought it was so corny that she did a Drake cadence, and it's like everybody. I think the internet is gassing her because I know she's reading people saying, don't let Nicki, you know that whole Drake and Meek thing where you make another diss song and you annihilate your person.
Right.
Let's get this straight. I've read a lot of people saying, oh, Drake made a second diss song because the first one was weak. No. The first one was not weak, but if you look at the name of it,
felt like that.
It don't matter. If you listen to the name, and I'm getting too loud because I see my homie over there, he's trying to put me in the background. But if you really listen to Charged Up, first of all, it was not whack, and the name of it is Charged Up. He just wanted y'all to know that he was charged up had just seen. Like, yo, hold up, wait a minute, I'm charged up. Like, you done got me on my shit. I'm a chill though, cause you Meek and I'm Drake, and I can house you, but I won't do it. And then it was like, oh, you don't care. Okay, I got this one. Let me make a real one, and it was a rap. Now Drake could do that because he didn't drop a sheet there first. It was only I'm just letting y'all know I'm charged up. I hear what y'all saying.
So but this will make Nicki look worse.
But
this
the warm up.
This is what make Nicki look worse.
Like, okay,
all right, nigga. Nicki is Drake in this situation.
When the bat came out, it's like warm up suit off first quarter.
We in the game.
But do y'all niggas realize in this situation, Remy is supposed to be Meek and Nicki is supposed to be Drake as far as status?
Yeah,
that's what's making Nicki look worse.
I can't see what you're coming from. I think status plays a major part on the internet. And everybody is saying, yo, Nicki got way more money. She got way more awards. Skill do not matter about none of that.
But that's the point I'm making. It doesn't matter when Drake responded.
So really, you can't
give a fuck about none of that.
That's what I'm saying.
He just responded. So why is she sitting on the cloud?
When you say that Nicki is Drake in this situation, really, they're neither one in this situation because, like,
she's in the position he's in.
Yeah, she's in a better position, but at the same time, we know Remy got way more bars. Like, everybody knows Remy got bars.
I don't know.
I don't know because.
Even though I've been fucking with Remy since day one, I used to fuck with Nicki on them come up DVDs, and she was very nice too.
She was real nice.
Nicki can rap.
I love Nicki.
She's a whole different person.
I love Nicki. I want to say that 100 times. I love Nicki. And I do. Nicki,
come back, please.
But the thing with that is, she has been.
We need you.
She has been pointed to have a few ghostwriters. I never ever heard Rem saying nothing. Anybody say nothing?
Now they said Pat wrote that shit.
Yeah, that's on some hater shit. Pat wrote that sheet though.
Man, I don't really know.
She been rapping.
But before Pap, she was already saying the craziest shit. Yeah. Like,
all you new fans, Rem like, been very rapping.
Flo been crazy, and I never heard even back then.
That's what we call it. We call it.
Nobody say she had any kind of ghostwriters. Like Nicki has had all kind of allegations that she done had ghostwriters and Safari wrote everything. And I mean, that can kind of tank everything a little bit.
That comes with being a pop star. You know she got ghostwriters. Like, there's no way around it. Like, yep. you're a big pop star. You got writers.
I had to go back to the beginning of the segment when you said that should Nicki even respond. I mean, I feel like she should because all along, even when Rem was locked up to the point where she's got up, even to this day, she has suddenly took several shots at her on the low.
On the low, low.
So, like, yeah, so now that these two records done dropped, whether one of them is whack or not, she gonna have to do some type of response because in the beginning, she was the one that was taking shots in the first place.
And you always got time for subliminals.
Real tall. It's just like my nigga Charlamagne said. Charlamagne was like, hell yeah, she gotta come back because Sheetha is not no game. Everybody saying that, you know, since another one was so lame that, no, it don't matter if her second shit was lame. That first one is still concrete. So, yes, she has to come back.
You know
and
what, you
respond,
know what
would
have made
Sheetha
worse?
Or she going to look like a loser.
Would have made it worse.
If she dropped another one first. and then had drop sheet.
Now, yeah. That's a Drake situation.
Yeah.
Right. It's a calm warm up, and then it's a dagger.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Now,
that's when, that's, but she did it wrong.
You know what Rim got to do right now?
She blowing that 3-1 lead.
Listen.
Because she ain't got to blow it. I mean, if she want to drop another one, she need to damn rap on that Takeover.
Bro. Here's the thing.
Oh, speaking of Takeover, we going to get to that in a minute, but Foxy just dropped the Takeover, this on the Takeover beat.
Here's
to
the Randy, thing, right?
Oh, yeah, so. Because remember, she said, you talking to me about that dead bitch. She talk, you talking to me to that deaf bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She like, she deaf from gonorrhea and shit.
It's so. I just really feel like I said, like yeah, Nikki got to respond. But the thing is, this is why I said, you got to really just check out all details, man. Rim dropped everything in Sheetha. Everything. I just feel like all the mojo was poured. It's 7 minutes. She poured
she
everything.
Probably got more.
She poured everything she could.
Heard the joint
there. And in that one. Right? Mm-hmm. And then when she poured everything in that one, making that another one was just like, it almost kind of feel like that's all you had in you. Because why, how you... She knew when she dropped that it wasn't like that, and we was gonna laugh.
Basically, she
You know why I think she got more shit? Because that second one was so light, it's like she holding back on some shit. And then, like I said, if she holding some shit over Nikki's head where Nikki can't respond as far as rapping, I think that shit is so corny. Like, if you got a video of her sucking dick or some stupid crazy shit like that, of her sniffing coke or whatever, like, I think that shit is corny. Like, you say you're the queen of rap. Then let her rap back and don't be doing that other shit.
It is corny, but all the shit that she be saying in the rap will come very relevant now, because she's saying she ain't did a lot of shit.
Well, let her respond first and then do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I want to hear Nikki rap. I just want to hear Staircase Nikki. Like, I love this shit, man. Like, it's sparring, man. It's competition, man. It ain't nobody gonna get hurt in the process. Niggas been beefing in rap. Ain't nobody died since Big and Pac. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Matter of fact, in like 01, 02, they was making beef mixtapes. Everybody in the industry was beefing. I know y'all remember that.
Yeah.
Niggas was dropping a new beef mixtape every
week. They was dropping beef DVDs.
Yes. Right. DVDs.
Showing you who was beefing with each other.
That was a fun ass time in hip hop. I swear it was fun. And ain't nobody get killed.
Type shit.
Yeah.
That's
like
when you see shit, like, niggas ain't know them too.
Yeah, like, oh, word.
Beefing too?
You know, there was, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
it was like three of them beef shit.
Right.
Like, it was like three or four of them shit.
You be like, damn, Cam beefing with 50 and Nas beefing with 50, but Nas beefing with Cam too, and Cam beefing with Nas. Like, you're like, these niggas got a three-way beef.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy back then.
That shit was crazy. But you know what? That's what, if you ask me, that's what made hip-hop dope as fuck, because niggas was getting better because the other niggas was coming at their neck. So they had to, like, they had to be like, wait, like, I got to come back and really annihilate niggas, because, like, you know, you don't want to be the nigga that's like, boy, your shit was watered down, and you don't want to be that guy. And I mean, that made hip-hop, like,
niggas still
really
don't
crazy.
Know who won between Jada and Siegel.
They was like, talking about that today. That's like one of the hardest beefs ever. Like,
still don't know.
The verses that came out of that was just crazy.
Incredible.
The verses that came out of that was just crazy. Like, man, like, yo, like,
yo.
And they Jay to the one, put his lips on his nine, and really kissed the game goodbye. Like, you be like, yo, it was gut wrenching bars. Like,
all it takes is a gun and a bomb. You got me on tape, Hard Knock Life Tour, hugging your moms. That, yo, niggas, I love that.
Look,
shit.
They,
man,
pulled like, out all stops. They didn't care. Like, I heard some people saying, like, they don't like personal bars where, like, Rim was, like, talking about Nikki brother and everything. Like, but, yo, it's no, there's no holdback.
Let me tell you something,
at all.
I watch a lot of battle rap, okay? We have a thing where it's called personals. Okay, when two niggas is battling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could just make up any verse and spit that shit to anybody I'm battling. You know what I'm saying? That's regular shit. But when it's personal, you know that verse is tailor-made for the nigga you battling.
Right.
So niggas love personals. You see what I'm saying? Like, we love that disrespectful shit. That's why when I see this shit, I'm like, yo, I have no problems with it. And you know Remy done fucking battled already. She done battled Lady Luck. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So she come from that culture. Like, she come from that era. She was on Fight Club battling and shit like that. So I think it's great. Here's the thing, though. We're in the internet era, right? Where motherfuckers expect you to respond ASAP. They ain't gonna give you no time. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But what niggas fail to realize is Ether came out months after the takeover.
Really did.
Months. It just wasn't no internet that was popping. You see what I'm saying? But see, here's what artists fuck themselves up at. Instead of responding, they'll get online and drop memes and shit. And then that's what make fans and shit want to rush their ass for a response.
Right.
Like, if Nicki ain't get online and do that extra shit, niggas wouldn't be on her head as bad as they is right now. But if she got online talking about sales and Beyonce saying she the fucking queen of rap and all that shit, don't nobody care about that shit. The Beehive is not behind you on this. You gonna have to respond. Yeah. So, Nicki, we need most that definitely. Motherfucking response. Matter of fact, you let Foxy respond before you, bro. And she only got two bars in that right. song. She only got two bars dedicated to her in that song. And she responded before you. The deaf bitch responded before you.
Right.
So, get it together. So, fucking Foxy is going in on the takeover beat. I heard, like, the first minute. I don't know how I feel about it yet. Let me hear it one more time. It's not. I don't think it's as good as Sheetha so far, but it's better than another one. Cause another one is just trash.
I ain't heard it yet. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, we gonna have to scan that, man. We gonna have to scan that. They said she dropped it at 8:00, so you know we were setting up, so we ain't get the damn.
Right.
We ain't get the fucking listen to it. But all in all, you gotta respond. You the queen absolutely. Of rap. That's all we ask.
And that's all we really want. We want you to come back with them motherfucking come up DVD bars when you was hungry as hell, when you was on a plane with Dwayne.
Shout out to Fendi.
And you can call me Dirty Whitney. Money. I go to Hill, Maine. I'm the baddest in the school, baddest in the gang. We wanna hear that. You know what I'm saying? We wanna hear that real shit. We don't wanna hear that that singing Barbie.
We don't want to hear that Roman shit.
We don't want to hear that shit.
Roman's revenge.
We don't want to hear that.
We don't want to hear no fake accents.
We don't want you to come back on that Roman bullshit. Of course, that's number one. Do not come over here with that shit.
And we don't want that Tourette shit.
Because really, Remy not playing. She not playing.
She's not trying to ask
I know what I said. I said that, Nicki, you have a chance to come and finish this up. You got a chance to come and finish up Remy. Yeah, I said it. You have a chance.
She still got a fighting chance.
But if you come on that Roman shit, that fuck shit, it's a wrap. You're gonna be washed, and you'll be you'll be pretty as hell on all the photo shoots and all that other glamorous shit you about. But you will not be respected.
And my nigga, don't come with them
on this hip hop shit no more.
Them multiple personalities, none of that shit. We just want these bars.
Bars.
Hashtag BARS.
Bars.
Oh, and another thing.
Candy bars.
If you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, right? Not the bars. We came for the bars. We love the bars. But the flow. What would y'all give Remy on that motherfucking sheet there? For the flow on a scale of 1 to 10.
A 5.
For the flow?
A 5.
For the flow.
Bro, she was like,
Hold on, before you explain, just give me your number. All right. Give me your number.
5.
What's your number?
I'm gonna have to give it a 7, bro.
I gave it like a 2. Mm.
And the only reason I gave it a 5 is because what she was saying was
like
hardcore.
Y'all really
where you get a bars? A number.
I mean,
bars was a 10.
Where you get a bars?
It's out of this world.
I gave the bars a 10.
Bars
but
team,
I gave the flow 5. A 2.
Why the flow 5? The because flow she was a regular flow that
no,
she
no, it's first of all, it was jumbled together. It wasn't
cringing a little bit at the beginning. Like,
it wasn't crispy. I had to listen to what she was saying.
You want the clarity.
And I was like, woo.
You want the clarity.
But she wasn't
was not riding that beat.
It just sounded like she had 100 hot bars and was like, man, I'm going to just spit all these.
And
they were hot bars.
And I'm going to just say
it. But then when I'm listening to the flow and how it matched with the beat.
Like how she was on Phone Flex with the phone up. Reading
kind of like Drake when reading with the phone. And even Drake
she even had a better cadence on Flex when she was reading off the phone. Because she had so niggas that know she ain't got no ghostwriter. Mm-hmm. She had made the verse on the way to Flex. And then was reading the verse off her phone when she spit for Flex. And it was a fire verse.
It was fiery.
But she had better cadence that day than she had on Sheetha. Like, I was cringing a little bit when I first heard it. Why is her flow like that? And then when I went online, I seen a lot of people notice the same shit.
Rush delivery.
But the shit she was saying, though. was crazy. She just wasn't riding that beat right. Like, I don't know if that wasn't a beat for her or what. So I gave it a 10 and a 2. Bars 10, flow was a 2. Like, I couldn't, the flow was terrible.
Y'all some harsh critics, man.
I mean, you just got to keep it 100, because if she don't know her flow is kind of, you know, off, then she nobody's going to tell her.
Because one thing about it, Nicki's not going to have no shaky flow.
True.
You ain't never heard Nicki had no shaky flow. Yeah. She going to ride the beat like how she supposed to ride the damn beat.
That's right.
That's never, one thing you going to give
her. She never, like, she never had nothing where it was, like, trash.
Or choppy.
Like, yeah, like, or anything that was, like, harming her, like, as far as musically, because she always come through and it be fire. Like, I just, like I said, man, Nicki got a chance to fuck that shit up, but she got to come hard, she got to come correct, got to be, she got to get a beat from the God. Like, it got to be crazy, she and it got to be serious.
But she can do it. She can really taught it.
If she was really thinking, she was really thinking, she could Drake Remy right now. Let me tell you what I mean by that. She could make a hit record be a diss record. Because if anybody got the power to do that, it would be Nicki. She has not dropped an album in a minute. She has not had a popping single in a minute. Mm-hmm. And she has stands. If she really came back.
She do got stands.
If she really came back on a hard record, and it was hard, and she just, you know, mentioned a couple bars about your opponent like Drake did in Back to Back, she could end Remy. That's probably why she not tripping about it, because she know she got the manpower, she got the money, she got the team, she got a lot behind her.
It's gonna take a lot to come back.
That could defeat Remy. Like, let's just be unfair for a minute and just calculate who's behind who. Remy got Fat Joe. And whoever fucked with Fat Joe now, not too many.
Well, you know, they both got Roc Nation behind
them,
which
is cool.
Crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Nicki and Remy both.
Okay, that's cool. But let's just, let's, let's,
and Khaled fucked with both of them too.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to cross paths one way
but
or another.
Then,
they got a lot of mutual.
This little light named Nicki, she got a lot.
Yeah, she got a whole machine behind
her. Got a guy named Drake that's over there. She got a guy named Wayne that's over there.
Titans.
She got producers that fuck with them over there. Okay, I'm not saying that Rem don't have nobody. I'm just saying that little light named Nicki got a lot.
Nah, that machine behind Nicki is something different.
It's serious.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Remy might have scratched up some shit that she really ain't wanna,
unless she really got some shit
up
to hold over her head.
And like I said, unless she got something in the cut ready to put Nicki out of her misery. But until we know that, and as far as what we know, all we have is Sheeta and another one and an interview and a performance where she can't remember her words. Like, that's what we have. That's what, you know, the internet is vicious. That's what we have. So.
And some memes.
So that's what she got. But if Nicki really wanted to, she could come with that thunder, and it would be all the way a rap. That's just how I feel. She could sweep Remy.
I'm gonna even add on to that. I agree, and I'll say she don't even have to make a perfect 10 song.
No,
I think Nicki can make a song that's like an 8.
And
because she got such a crazy fan base,
and she's Nicki,
all I gotta
let's
is
just
at
remember,
least an 8.
She's still Nicki.
If it's
like,
fire enough, yeah, and it's an 8,
it's over.
It's gonna be ugly.
It's
for
over.
Her. I don't think it's gonna be nothing she gonna do after that.
Man, all you really,
you know what
just,
saying?
I'm just being. And I said this on somewhere, Twitter, the book, something like that last night. But to me, a whack diss song is a loss.
It's an L.
Man, I don't
get the era we come from. Yeah,
a whack diss song is an L. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like you dissed yourself by putting out some trash.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But every artist has done it.
Every artist has done it, but that don't give them no kind of
leeway.
That
was an L.
Yeah, Jay with
Super Ugly. A lot of people say Super Ugly was an L, even though I liked it.
And Nas,
I just didn't really like the beat
almost
that
Nas.
Much.
that yeah, came that out was before Ether.
Yeah, that was
Ace L. of the Omo.
That was a super L. That was a super L.
That was a super ultra.
I can't call super ugly an L, man.
Man, super ugly.
Maybe a draw.
The bars wasn't an L, but the beat was an L, man. I know Dr. Dre did it and everything for that nigga Nocturnal. I just wasn't a fan.
But I will get.
It was disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
The bars was crazy.
But I will tell you this.
He just said what he chose to rap on.
I will tell you this. No, Super Ugly dropped like a day after Ether. That's what I'm saying. How the fuck Jay got time? This is when Jay was Super retarded popping. That shit dropped like a day or two.
I
don't
remember that hard.
Bro, I remember Ether dropping and Super Ugly.
I remember when Ether dropped. Right out. But Super Ugly, I remember when it came, but I don't remember being like the next day.
That shit had to be the same week.
Maybe.
I don't give a fuck.
Because niggas will remember if it was like.
Niggas was responding in a week's time.
I don't give a fuck.
Niggas was responding in a week's time.
Jay was bigger. Than Nicki is at. He was bigger then than Nicki is right now. That's after Hard Knock Life.
I think Jay's best comeback song for Ether was People's Talk, bro.
Well, he dropped all of that shit back to back to back.
Yeah, so if he got time, that's why I said on the book. Like, when the Ether drops, you know what I'm saying? The only way you can be prepared for it, if you got to have a nice five diss songs lined up,
you got to have five time.
Ready. Ready.
Because he had the Blueprint 2, the People Talking, Super Ugly. He had
you gotta Diamonds Are Forever on The Curse.
He even took some shots in
the joint with the Lenny Kravitz joint.
What's the shit he had with R. Kelly? Best of both. Don't you know I eat Ether and breathe acid? Weak bastards. That nigga had something for Nas on everything.
He really did.
You know what I'm saying? And then Nas was still coming at him. Last Real Nigga Alive, he was slaying Jay on that shit. Like son, like saying Jay was like nigga's son. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's the sport. Come on, Nicki, we need this.
We need it.
I'm gonna be live if your shit.
The only person that
too.
I can really say gave themselves L's off disses is Joe Buttons, man. He set himself a failure all the time, man. He'll give you something gangster, and then next thing you know, whatever you come up, he be like, what the fuck is this?
I fucks with Joey though, cause like that nigga will.
Yeah,
he will write a battle.
He will get rich, you know.
Him in the game, them niggas don't give a fuck about making a diss song for your ass.
Game will definitely get with you.
Game will make a song. Yo.
How many L's have Game took?
Game?
Like, you know why it's impossible for the Game to take an L? I'm going to tell you why. Because that nigga will make 500 of them shits.
Right.
And
it'll be like 500 bars a piece.
But he got that shit from 50 on the low. 50 was the first nigga doing that. Like with Ja Rule. That nigga 50 made like a whole mixtape just a dissing this nigga Ja Rule. He had about 20 for Ja.
Yeah, that Wangsta CD was the shit though.
You know what I'm saying? That whole G Unit shit, like I Smell Pussy, like all that shit. Wangsta, all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that was that the
nigga,
Wangsta CD. That was
yeah,
the
man, shit for that nigga, son.
Right,
like,
he did though. I agree. Like if
he really did.
If you really think about it, man, I really just feel like Game ain't never took no L.
No, I don't think he took
Game ain't never took no L. The nigga has always been sufficient.
I think he did take
really sturdy.
He might have took a slight L to Joe Buttons because that motherfucking Bree freestyle diss that Joe Buttons did about the Game with Stack Bundles on
the
hook.
Yeah, but he was crying after that.
Oh my god!
Huh? Oh yeah, but he was crying after that. So you can't really
who
Joe Buttons
after that diss?
Yeah,
from what
you talking about when he was dissing Game?
Yeah.
Game had that nigga in the booth crying.
Game.
When we had the joint on the whatchamacallit.
I don't remember that. End the episode, we're going to have to go look that shit up because I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Was it on the Smack DVD? Because, you know, Smack was doing everything.
Smack
was just.
Hey, Smack really helped a lot of people. Smack DVDs
Smack
helped
put a lot of people
Smack
on.
Smack and the Come Up DVDs have helped a lot of artists that but we know
Smack,
today.
Smack started that shit even before the Come Up. The Come Up actually, that idea was from Smack. Like, he was the first nigga doing that DVD shit.
Yeah.
Then you had the.
Yeah.
What's the other right. shit? You had Don Devo, you had fucking
yeah, Come Up, you had
damn, what's the name of that other joint, man? I can't damn think of that shit. It's on the tip of my tongue.
You talking about as far as the DVDs?
Yeah, they had magazines too. You know, you had
it was the Come Up DVD.
Smack was
DVD,
first. Then you had the Come Up.
And there was another one, Sub Zero.
There you go.
Sub Zeros. Them shits came out a little bit after the Come Up, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And it was somebody. It was something else, too. Something else too. But you know what? That was a wave that started late, and it blew the fuck up. Now, like, if you really think about it, the DVD game is just now a web series. Ooh, that's how shit. That's how shit evolved.
Right.
The shit evolved in a way where as though now we're looking back at those artists and they popping now. This is letting you know how, like, shit can go viral. DVDs was going viral. The web series shit is going viral. But what was the most significant about those DVDs? It was raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was raw. It was real. Artists couldn't come and be pop stars on those DVDs. I didn't see that. No pop stars on none of those DVDs. It was all gangsters, real niggas.
Niggas
hot
flexing
niggas
with their guns too much.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas had their guns out. Niggas was every out video there doing all kinds of shit. Right. You feel me? Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
what was that Corey, when niggas first saw Corey Guns, he was in that.
Oh, last nigga Peter Guns. Yeah, like Peter Guns Sunday rapping.
Yeah, he was in the passenger seat rolling out while he was skipping over the dip set.
Who remembers when on the Smack DVD, when Swizz bought Cassidy out the truck and they did that little joint on the Smack on this, y'all remember that? It was like right before the BML segment on that Smack.
What, he rapping or something?
Nah, he was. I forgot what he was doing.
He was rapping or something.
He was rapping. This is what I'm saying, man. On those DVDs, you had to go hard as fuck. Like, if you didn't go hard, niggas was not. Y'all remember that nigga Shea Davis punching? Nigga Shea was trash.
Davis. That nigga Shea Davis.
That
was
nigga
horrible.
Shea Davis was trash, but he stayed on the Smack.
That nigga said that was Smack cousin. That nigga didn't have no bars.
That nigga
had zero bars,
yo.
That nigga had.
That nigga was garbage, yo. For real,
Shea Davis punching bars.
Hey, shout out to my little brother Jay, man. We used to laugh at that nigga hard,
man.
That's why I feel like, you know what I'm saying, Nicki gotta go back to the essence. You know what I'm saying? She gotta go back to the essence. She can't play no games. She gotta go back to Smack DVD, Come Up Nicki, or it's a.
But here's the thing about it. The DVD era is over. Because now you have digital everything. You got the internet. It's popping now, right? So look, this shit is way better because stars are more accessible now. You don't have to go buy a DVD. Like, Vlad could just upload a nigga interview on YouTube. He could upload 20 niggas a day. You ain't got to wait next week till the DVD come out.
Right.
So I'm saying that to say this. A motherfucking could go live. Like, Nicki, like, you can do anything. She can damn go on her page and just share that shit, or she can just go live and do that shit live.
Right.
And stream that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's so much, like, motherfuckers is more accessible, like, but damn, take advantage of that shit. And speaking of going live, nigga, fucking Just Blaze versus Swiss.
Yo, hey, listen. Let me say something before we get into that, because that's a heavy topic.
Niggas already battled. Okay. What are you talking about? Sims, what you did?
Shout out to my little sister Ada,
man.
My sister, I was in the crib watching this shit the other day,
man.
And I was at the crib. I was dolo.
So you got.
My sister came in the crib
on the phone.
My sister came in the crib. I was on level 1,000. She actually FaceTimed my mom without me knowing. And my people was there just so they could see me turning the fuck up. What up, Kel? Build a bird. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we was like, I was laughing and she was laughing at me because I was so turned. But you have to realize, man, we got Swiss Beats. We got Just Blaze going head to head. Now the first thing they done was that DJ battle, which I thought was incredible, because if not too many people, you know or been under a rock, Just Blaze is actually a awesome DJ. And
a lot of people don't know Swiss DJ too.
Yeah, but Swiss don't know how to use gadgets. You know what I'm saying? Swiss knows how to use vinyl
and shit.
And Serato and shit like that. I mean, well, and Just Blaze uses Serato, he uses gadgets.
Hey.
So I thought that was pretty interesting to see, you know what I'm saying, how they, I thought it was interesting to see how, you know, they did that. But when they got into the motherfucking hits section, where they was going hit for hit, and Swiss would fuck around and play some shit like Wild Out by the Locks or some fly lock shit, and then just come back and he play do 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 like from the Dynasty album. You like, what the fuck? Like, the shit going, you gonna be on 10 before it even really starts.
Listen, I was in the crib going retarded.
I was ham. I mean, at the top of my lungs, retarded, screaming. My sister and said I'm she heard me from outside when she got out the car.
I'm looking at niggas in the audience like, why the fuck are y'all not in there? You don't deserve to be there.
Right.
Yo, why are y'all not going
crazy? The coolest nigga.
I know, I would have been crazy.
He had to be like, yo, look, I know we only got a select couple in here, but
that
look,
shit was crazy.
Make some motherfucking noise. He had to restart the record.
Kick me out, bro.
That's what I said.
They would kick me out,
and,
bro.
And Sims, they didn't just play like one or two. We talking about Swiss and
niggas
just
had
Blaze.
So many.
Yo,
we talking about
Swiss.
We talking about
just talking about one person. And hey, this person, he got hits on top of his too.
But did you know Swiss made Coming to Age too?
Volume two.
Tight it now. Yeah, that shit is like.
But then, did you think about it? Yeah, because
when you think about it now, you're like, damn, that is a Swiss Beats.
Swiss Beats made "Memph Bleak Is Murder." "Memph Bleak Is Money Over Shot Callers."
He did make that.
That
shit.
Was
so
a
he,
Bleak, that was
yeah.
real live.
So he really had already been making records for Rockefeller. So it really ain't like.
Hey, did you know the nigga made? You remember Band from TV?
She is the mother of the brother niggas, man.
Swiss made. You knew that?
Yeah.
You knew Swiss made it. Man, yeah. I was in there losing my mind. I was like, yo, I cannot believe
See, that's
this.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's
when,
my favorite.
When you start playing certain song. Shit, you like, yo, like, Swiss made that, Swiss mean, just Blaze made that, you know what I mean? I mean, they doing R&B songs with niggas, like, oh, you think it's you? You got Usher, oh, I got Beyonce. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just,
yeah,
was
that unlimited. Nigga, that nigga Just Blaze played Freedom with Beyonce.
Swiss came right back and played Upgrade You. He came right back and played Upgrade
You. Because you know what it sound like? You know what Freedom sound like, though?
What?
It sound like 1 million, 2 million, 3 million,
4. And then the nigga, who else they played? Them niggas both had, play a J joint.
Yeah.
Swiss had a J joint.
Yeah.
And just had a J joint. Them niggas had a lot of J joints, though. You know what I'm saying? But yo, let me tell you, the way the nigga Just was bringing the beats in, oh my God, on the MPC, he was playing the regular shit, chopping it up, making the beat right there, and then bringing it into the new beat. I was in there like, yo, when you hear the way this nigga brought the Breathe in, Fabulous Breathe. Oh Blaze. My God! Why did you see that
first?
The nigga killed the sample. I didn't even know that was to that song. I'm telling you, when you see the way the nigga Just Blaze bring the beats, you gonna be like, "Yo, this nigga is crazy with it." Crazy. But a lot of niggas had Swiss winning. I had Just Blaze winning.
Yeah, you know I would have chosen Just Blaze right off the top.
But the niggas,
no disrespect to Swiss though. You know what I'm saying? I would have definitely chose Just Blaze in the beginning.
But Swiss killed the night when he dropped the new joint by DMX, Jay Nas, and Jada.
You can't do that. That's
and like, I ain't even got that far, so I didn't know about
that. Yeah, shit's ready. He disrespected the whole night. Like, that nigga dropped a joint with them four on it. That shit was crazy. He had that in the cut.
Oh, yeah.
And the nigga Swiss was playing new shit. Because he played a couple joint I ain't never heard in my life. Like, he got this song with Pusha T, and I'm like, yo, I ain't never heard this shit in my life. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga Swiss is sprinkling a little bit of sauce
honest,
throughout
man,
the shit.
If they gonna leave it up to the fans to decide, and I ain't even really finished with the shit is two and a half hours long. So I'm at 2 hours now. So I don't know what else came out the 2 hours. But if we want to just talk about right now at the 2 hour mark, and I ain't gonna say it's a landslide or nothing. I'm not gonna disrespect nobody like that. But Swiss got way more dancing bangers. I'm gonna just say that, like,
yeah,
I mean,
he got club bangers all day.
I mean, overall, like, Swiss just really got a lot more records.
Somebody pointed that out in the comment section. They said Swiss got more anthems, but
yeah,
Just shit is more diverse.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because even though What We Do Is Wrong is not an anthem, but that shit is like,
it's a huge
retarded.
Song.
That shit
was a song.
Exhibit C,
Rock the Mic.
Like, he is like, versatile. Guys. I really mean
he
it.
Made
I really
he
mean
made
it.
He made
oh,
Exhibit
boy.
C with J Electronica.
He made
Exhibit
he
C.
Made he made ABNC.
Yeah, because A is my shit, bro. Like, I almost started rapping again off A.
He made all of them.
Yeah, he made all of them shit.
He also made, if I'm mistaken, he also made Hey Molesk and the other dope-ass J Electronica joint. Like, just really got a lot of records. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even a landslide. It's just that Swiss made shit like Wild Out. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Used to be my dog. You was in my left titty.
Right.
Like, I mean, Jigga my nigga. Like, Jigga my nigga is
that shit.
Damn.
But
like,
then you
like,
got public service announcement for Jigga my
nigga.
Like,
I know you got public service announcement. Then you got goddamn I will be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. when he chopped that shit up, man. On the DJ battle, bro.
He like, brings that shit so good. Like,
he just let Rick James sing, then all of a sudden he just hit a button and she said,
he's like, so that nice on the NPC, he be like,
that shit, he made the beat like this with his hands, with his fingers. You like, what the, and oh, it was just
breaking right in.
He didn't even do nothing. Like,
you know why I give Swiss the, I mean crazy. Not Swiss, you know why I give Jess the slight edge though? Because he make a lot of records where like a band can actually play the shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good ass point.
You get a live band.
That's because it'd be samples, though.
But that's, I mean,
that's
a good ass point.
But still,
that's a good ass
like,
point.
Swiss got a lot of samples, too. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, he do. And but I didn't know until the other night.
You can get. You
really?
Most of this shit, a lot of his shit original. Sound original. But sound when he played some of that, because
most of that
first.
Shit come off that electronic keyboard. That's why it don't sound like.
Damn, I thought most of Swiss shit was a real. I
think
Swiss
a lot of it is, but I think he does sample though. I think he does sample. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm trying to think of like, damn.
If you really think about it, I feel where you're coming from on that with Jess making, you know, diversify records, and he really then worked a little bit more closely with Jay than Swiss. Even though Swiss had records on Jay before Just Blaze, we know that. But I just feel like, you know, Swiss got a lot of bangers that he didn't play. So far, I don't know if he played them, but so far he didn't play them. And Just Blaze, really, man, like, he, you know, Just Blaze and the Blazettes. You got to get a drummer some. Like, he always really...
You
got to get a drummer some. You know what I'm saying? He really has been...
Oh, yeah, I ain't even heard Hovey Baby yet.
His drum patterns is like... Is they crazy? Like, I mean, shit. I mean,
it was
so
overall, like, the fans won.
Yeah,
it don't even matter.
The fans won because we got to see a live battle.
That shit was
Swiss and Just Blaze. It was like
that. I got
that shit downloaded to my phone. Like, I'm gonna have that shit.
Like, really, if you really, I'm gonna be for real with you, Sam.
You can
literally listen to this like a club set. You understand? Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like they mixing against each other. Like,
right.
But they ain't just mixing anything. They mixing the records we grew up on and turned up to.
That's,
you know
what I'm
saying?
They would have kicked me out, bro. Like, for real.
By the time you get 30 minutes into them doing the hits against each other, you almost ain't got no voice. Because you like, shit, I ain't even heard this song in this long. Oh, shit, just made that. Right. When he come back Swiss, he drop a joint. And the whole time, they being subliminal as hell. This nigga just hit a button with the ha 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 ha.
Yeah, and then they throwing shots at each other.
Yeah, damn. Swiss will come over there. He'll play a little sound bite on some slick shit. Like, it was really fun. It was really dope, and it was really, really, really live. Like,
that shit was like the dopest shit in hip hop in like a couple years,
especially in a long time.
And that's the best shit about that live shit.
Yeah,
they didn't have to wait on nobody.
No camera crews,
none of that. Like,
none of that. Just hit your phone and go.
It's go time. And then the best thing about that is motherfuckers in the audience is live streaming it too, so you get it from all kinds of fucking angles,
right? Yep.
All views.
Right. I didn't even see Ebro angle. I seen an angle from a Hot 9-7 person who had their phone.
I didn't see so
and
much
I was
different.
Filming, and as they were filming, you could see Ebro filming. Ain't no telling. And whoever, you know, Ebro was looking at Ebro shit, he was like right in front of Just Blaze and Swiss like this. You know what I'm saying? The other person was kind of filming from the side where you could see him. He like right here. I don't know how he wasn't turned. He was just standing there with a phone. Like,
oh, Ebro?
Yeah.
That nigga, shout out to Ebro on
for holding
up
that phone
up
for like two
for
and
like
a half
three
hours.
Hours. 3 hours. Straight, steady.
But this is just Blaze and Swiss. Ain't too many people got access to get in there. You know what I'm saying? He got access. So I'd hold the hell out of my phone for that privilege.
I wish I was a rich nigga. I'd pay them niggas to do that shit at a party.
Right.
Like, and I'm about to start a party.
Done. And like,
your party
y'all
is
niggas
done.
Do what y'all do.
Your party done.
That
it's crushed. Your party crushed.
So who y'all think should go? Niggas are saying
Timberland
and the Neptunes.
Timberland for real. Yeah, that was. Because
you know Chad, him and him. I don't think there is a Neptunes right now. He said Chad doing his own thing.
Well, Tim and Pharrell.
Be Tim and Pharrell.
That'd be retarded.
That still be.
That'd I kind of want
to see. That's gonna go from rap to pop too.
Yeah.
That's just gonna.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it is.
I want to see that. But here's the thing, what you just said.
They ain't gonna do nothing but smack each other with Justin Timberlake songs.
It's gonna go from pop for pop. It's gonna go a lot of pop. But hold on now, don't get it twisted.
It's real diverse though.
Don't get it twisted because they both got hardcore rap records.
That's what I said. It's gonna go from rap.
But
to pop.
Them niggas got so many everything like. That nigga Timbo, like the nigga, shout out to B-More. The nigga B-More pointed that shit out to me one time. He was like, this nigga was saying Timbo the GOAT. And then nigga B was like, Timbo was like the GOAT when it come to that R&B shit. He don't got as much rap shit. And I'm sitting like, this nigga bugging. But then I went and looked at that nigga discography on Wikipedia.
He got
way more R&B shit than rap shit.
He came in the game on R&B.
He came in the game off of Leah.
Leah and them. You know what I'm saying?
Off Toto and Genuine and 702.
Yeah,
and half the beats that, and the crazy part about Timbaland is half the beats that y'all think he made, he didn't even make. Missy did.
Yeah, Missy made a lot of them beats. We know that. We know that they was making beats together.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
this nigga Timbo got a lot of fucking
like when it
R&B
comes to Timbaland
though.
Beats, like when it comes to Timbaland,
like a lot of R&B shit.
Like my wife at home, like I done got her on that so much that like, she can tell you who made the beat. Like she,
and that's key information.
Yeah,
you know, I'm telling you, like I can sense.
Like, babe, who made this beat? She'll listen for a second, and she be like, "Oh, Missy made that beat."
Yeah, it's key.
Or Timbaland made that beat.
Oh, yeah, that's a Neptune. Point.
It's key.
You
that's,
got it on point.
Yeah, that's a such and such beat. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be a good battle. I actually want to see like I want to see some Southern.
I'll pay
producers.
If they did a concert like that, I'll pay to go.
Let's go Jermaine Dupri.
Let's go motherfucking Zaytoven versus Drummer Boy.
Off beats, though? Just off beats?
Yeah, Dre kill him.
For real?
Dre kill who?
Like, Jermaine Dupri. He got some monsters.
He got some monsters.
Here's the thing about it. You think a motherfucker got a lot of shit till he got to play all his shit for 2 hours straight, three hours straight. And then you be like, right.
Jermaine Dupri can't fill up no 2 hours.
he can't. He got some.
Right. He might could do 45 minutes.
Right.
He could do an hour.
That's what you gotta have.
That's why I said let's do Zaytoven and Drummer Boy. They could go two hours.
You said Zaytoven? Oh yeah, yeah.
And Drummer Boy.
And that'll be strictly. Now that's gonna be lit.
Because
that's strictly that kind of music.
And it's
like,
gonna
that's
be
gonna
stupid.
Be lit.
It's gonna be stupid.
Oh, and that, I get to hear my homie songs then. Rich Boy.
Yeah.
Yo, niggas need to have
Rich
a
Boy
concert.
Used to be there. Yeah, Rich Boy. Used
niggas,
to be
there. Yo, I wish the damn.
Why y'all do concerts like this and travel like that?
Yo, niggas would get so much bread. You know, niggas is gonna be in there.
Because really think about it. You go in to see the person who orchestrated the records, but they also get to play a variety of records. So they like you just coming to see this person and that person. You coming to see Jay-Z, this person, because they always, you know what I'm saying? Like the same person produced those songs. So you get to kind of like have a full show of all the hits without the artist even having to be there. They don't even got to be there. Just play the music.
Just play the music.
And do it like how y'all was doing it, back and forth. Niggas gonna leave. They might not even can walk when they leave.
Niggas gonna be crazy in there.
It's gonna
be crazy in there.
It's gonna have to be mad security because niggas is gonna turn up.
Timbo, Pharrell, if y'all listening, y'all need to get like four of y'all. Timbo, Pharrell, RZA, Pete Rock. I don't give a fuck who it is. Whoever nice.
Ooh,
y'all need
RZA
to go on.
Pete Rock?
Yeah. That was in the back of my mind the whole time.
Oh, my God.
That would be a great one, but I think Pete Rock and
C.O. Smooth? That's more like in the lane of each other.
But
not
really, if you really want to do it like that,
though. Premier got a lot of shit, too.
Premier got a lot of jokes.
He gonna play a lot of underground shit that niggas ain't never heard, too. And that might lose niggas. The nigga DJ Premier, because he got a lot of fire shit, but he got a lot of super underground shit that niggas gonna be like, I ain't never heard that before. Like, you gotta play shit niggas is gonna be live because they know where they was when they heard that at the time and place where they heard that song.
Throwback producers.
But like, for real hip hop heads, though, that's gonna be love.
Who y'all going with throwback? Like, my favorite throwback producer is Marley Marl. I don't know who I would go with between Marley Marl and, let's say, Rick Rubin. Oh, Scott LaRock.
I go Scott LaRock.
Scott LaRock and that with Marley Marl, but I'm going.
I grew up around
that. Man, I love Marley Marl.
But Marley Marl is.
I love
him, would love
man.
To see them.
That nigga made one of my favorite beats all the time with "It's Jingling, Baby."
Go ahead, babies. Yeah, that's
Uncle.
You done brought it back to the throwback.
I'm rocking to that joint right
the future
here.
Of the funk, like yo, man.
Who would y'all niggas?
He also made the Bridges Over. No, he didn't. He didn't make the Bridges Over. Skylar Rock made the Bridges Over.
Yeah.
But both of them together, the battle Skylar Rock and Marley Marl, that would be interesting.
That'd be
rest crazy. In peace, Skylar Rock, man.
I'll take Teddy Riley.
He could do 2 hours.
Okay, so now you going on R&B, and Teddy Riley got a lot of shit.
It ain't just R&B. We talking about the father of New Jack Swing here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just the bass lines alone. Guy, get guy you, and like, all that shit. Like, God, you know what I'm saying?
Rex and Effects.
Fresh Prince got some of them beats, too.
He got a lot of shit.
Teddy Riley got a lot of shit.
I don't know too many Jazzy Jeff producers.
I don't know if he got enough to last.
I don't know any, really.
He could play Summertime for, like, 2 straight hours.
I don't know if Jazzy produced that.
Hey. Yeah, I think he did. He had to. He was with Fresh Prince back then.
Okay.
Who would y'all put Havoc against? Alchemist.
They could get him on. And that would be out. That would be very busy.
No. No.
Huh?
No. I would put them in a tag team battle.
Yeah, they did do a lot of shit together. I'd like to see
but that. That would be dope.
And Alchemist Beast, boy.
They just have Prodigy perform them shits when he go back and forth.
Damn, that against them. That against, I gotta get away.
Right.
Golly.
You're going to be in there losing your mind.
You're going to be in there looking crazy.
Losing your fucking mind. Because
them 2 niggas right there, boy, they done made some shit, boy. I mean,
that burn was the shit, too.
Shit, you can take your man Scott Storch and Lil Jon and put them against each other from
Lil
that
John
punk era.
Smash that dude, bro. I'm sorry.
I don't know. They both had that.
I don't know. Scott Storch got a couple.
Yeah, but Lil Jon got that.
Scott Storch made Lean Back.
Did he?
Yeah,
he made.
But Lil Jon made the remix.
They both did. Damn.
So that's how they go back and forth. That's exactly how they was gonna play the set.
That shit crazy. I'm telling you. That's it. You know what? Everybody that I named, if they really did it, like, hip hop would be good for the rest of the year.
Gotta be retarded. Like, I had to get to one of them. Especially if
niggas could put that shit on DVD or something, and it would sell.
It would sell. Even in the digital age.
It would sell. Or wherever you want to sell it at, it would sell. Because these are big hip hop records, and they just, you know, they got really, really talented producers behind those records. You know what I'm saying? So I really believe that Swiss and just Blaze, actually Swiss and Kanye is what really started what we're doing right now, because Swiss said that just Blaze wouldn't do it on Summer Jam, that Kanye accepted, said he cheated like a motherfucker, but he said that Kanye came on Summer Jam and switched his whole set from what they had previously discussed. And said that just Blaze didn't want to take the challenge on and be on that Summer Jam screen. So
they was going to do it at Summer Jam.
They were going to do it at Summer Jam, and Kanye West agreed, and just Blaze didn't want to do it. So that gave Kanye
a
freedom.
It was going to be all 3 of them?
No, it was just going to be just Blaze and Swiss at that time on Summer Jam, but just Blaze denied. He didn't want to do it, so Kanye done it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the Swiss and just Blaze beat battle happened, because he called just like, man, let's just go ahead and do it for the culture. Everybody asking me about it now.
So Kanye and Swiss already did one?
At Summer Jam. Mm.
They did a beat battle?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I would like
to see Kanye and Havoc go at it.
That would be cool, too.
Battle of the samples right there.
Kanye is definitely going to have way more, though. So it's not going to be fair.
Yeah, he got more shit than Havoc.
He got way more shit, man. Because he got beats on a lot of people.
Right.
We talking about people that ain't even rapping no more.
Extra fiery, though.
Yeah, they extra fiery, and he got a lot. But Kanye got a lot. Like,
that shit all my beef shit, though. Yeah.
It's all my deep shit, with the exception that he did Famous. He helped do Famous with Kanye West. So
he did some 50 Cent shit.
He did some 50 Cent shit.
He did some shit.
He done did some other shit too.
But he ain't got
predominantly it's
shit.
More my deep, and Kanye West is predominantly everybody.
He got some game shit too.
He done did everybody. But they already battled, and a lot of people saying that Kanye won that battle. A lot of people saying Swiss won that battle, but. I mean, at that time, Kanye had a lot of records. Swiss had a lot of records.
Now, I know they ain't battle for 3. I know they ain't battle. Oh, I thought you were saying it's a recent Summer Jam.
No, Oh, it's been a little minute.
Oh, yeah. It's like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been a little minute.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a minute. But just Blaze didn't want to do it. So then, you know, now he like, oh, let's do it. You know, let's go. Let's get it
done. But it's
plus,
so dope.
Plus, it don't matter who win or lose, because if you ain't on that Summer Jam screen, it don't even matter. They was in just Blaze studio, so he probably was comfortable. Like, cool, it don't matter. Whoever.
And it's what. So dope because you could just do that with the live shit going on now. You could just turn your cam, like what the nigga Cam did with Jim Jones. That nigga ain't fucking called a Breakfast Club. He ain't called E-Roll.
He said he ain't want to do that.
He just sat down in his crib and live streamed the fucking shit
and
asked himself his own question.
A blue suede motherfucking house robe with a blue suede chair. This nigga is the swaggest nigga of all time.
He answered his own questions.
Yeah,
nigga.
Swagged out.
Answered his own questions.
Had his shorty recording and everything. Like, it was not even a big deal. And that nigga, Matt DC called while he was on the shit. I thought that was dope. That was, Cam. Yeah,
I'm like, damn, the artist could just damn do, you know what I mean? Yeah. They could just get on there and do
that.
You
really be
on
the spot. No shade to that whole
interview. He throw no shade. If you ask me, he kept it all the way stacked the whole time. He kept it a stack. And even the shit he was saying was equaling up to what Jimmy was saying and kind of making Jimmy looking like the unloyal guy. I'm sorry, it made Jimmy look unloyal to a T. Like, because
I don't know. That nigga Cam was wilding. When he said they made all them shirts saying Jimmy.
Oh, that part was crazy.
Jimmy is a trick.
But like, before that part, that was crazy. But before that part, when he explained what that Bird Gang shit was, I'm like, trying to pull the wool off.
Why he wanted damn trademark this shit, though? Why he wanted copyrighted this shit?
That was crazy.
That was like some left-handed.
But at the same time, it's like he said, though, if it's all about Dipset.
Okay,
is it all about Dipset? Is that what you're telling your partner?
But why are you copywriting it
if you didn't make it up?
Because a nigga might change his mind a couple months from now, might want to fuck with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think they both was fucked up for that. Jimmy was fucked up for just lying and say he wasn't going to do nothing with it.
Yeah.
And the nigga Cam was like double fucked up for going
behind and his back copywriting
that shit. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas. And then when the nigga Cam was saying, like, we ain't know each other, like, since we ain't grow up together. We met in college. Like, he was kind of, like, trying to, like,
throw him under the bus
make it seem like that ain't his man.
That
Jamal
is
like
that. Right there.
When niggas seen y'all for, like, 15 years strong.
Chilling.
Ain't never seen Jim without Cam. Ain't never seen Cam without Jim.
Right.
But now, we met in college. It wasn't really like that. We ain't grow up together. I'm like, come on, bro.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? All in all, make Dipset great again. I hope y'all niggas can pass that shit up and, you know, do some little reunion tours or something. Cause
waiting on that Jewels to drop right now. That mixtape should be dropping
soon. I heard about that.
I hope it's fiery.
I'm waiting on that. And I'm waiting on that Freddie versus Jason, too. That shit going to be real fiery.
Man, that shit going to drop with Detox the day after Detox.
Detox ain't dropping, bro.
Exactly.
That nigga dropped a whole other album.
That's the point I'm making. Freddie versus Jason, niggas been talking about that shit for like 3 years.
Well, it's supposed to come out like next week, though.
Man, that shit was supposed to come out next week last year.
Yeah.
Like,
niggas been talking about that shit. Jadakiss, though? Come on.
I heard about that.
Nah, that ain't Fred the Godson and Jadakiss.
The one I'm talking about is Fred the Godson and Jadakiss.
It's Jada and Fabulous. Mm-mm. Freddie versus Jason is Fabulous and Jadakiss.
Not the cover I saw.
Well, them niggas, damn, you saw a bootleg, because that shit, Freddie versus Jason, is motherfucking Fab and Jada.
Let me check this shit out.
Ain't Fred the Godson. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fred the Godson. No, I fucks with something. But
I thought I heard about something like that, though, Fred the Godson. Am I talking about the Don Q nigga? Don Q just dropped something or something like
that. I fuck with his shit. That's the name of
him with A Boogie.
Who?
He just dropped a joint. Him and somebody else.
Who?
Don Q.
Don Q dropped a joint. Fucking.
Mano just dropped something too.
Remy and Fat Joe just dropped some shit.
They dropped like last week.
I ain't like it. In the back of the. Ooh, they smoking on spaghetti.
What's up with this Future like dropping two albums at once, though?
That's a lot of people.
That's no different than a nigga dropping a double CD.
I mean, it ain't.
It's the same exact shit.
It ain't.
Like, he just dropped
it. Was telling me some real shit. Yeah, he owe a lot of people, but he was telling me, like, but it was mainly because
Rocko.
Yeah.
He owed him like a 2-album deal or some shit.
Yeah, so he could have settled out for $10 million, but now, like, he got the lawyers involved, so he get 50% of each album.
Right, so he just
so like, he just dropped two albums so he can get
that shit the fuck
but out. But what if them shits, both of them shits go double platinum? Like, he robbing himself.
Well, Hendrix is a very fire album. I'm not too crazy about Future.
I like Future the Future album. I'm not feeling five songs on the Future album. You're not
feeling the Hendrix album?
I'm not feeling the Hendrix.
I like two songs on the Future. I like Mask Off and Rent Money.
You don't like Mask Off? So Groovy's terrible.
I mean, I like Mask Off.
Okay, Mask Off. You don't like Groovy? You don't like Fans Did a Sweep?
I don't like Nothing But Rent Money.
I just don't believe you don't like that.
But Hendrix?
I can't believe
you. I don't believe the Hendrix album?
I like a lot of shit on Hendrix.
I've been noticing you like R&B more. And I think that's okay. That's not true.
That's not true because I like Dolph album better than Future album.
Class, you like R&B more. You got R&B playlist.
That's fine. I've been like that since I was a kid.
You express on the book a lot that you listen to more R&B, and I don't think that's wrong with that. I've always been like that. Okay, since I don't day think nothing's wrong with that. So of course you're gonna like Hendrix.
No, that's not true because I like Dolph album way better than I like Hendrix.
I ain't gonna say it was more R&B, but it is catered to the ladies.
No, it's very R&B. Hendrix is very. I'm not gonna flex.
I like Hendrix, but I like Future
Hendrix
more.
Hendrix is very R&B.
I get my turn up on.
I like Future more, man.
I bet you, if you look at the ratings right now, it's not gonna be close.
I'm pretty sure Hendrix is on top.
It's not gonna be close.
His hit single is on Future right now, and that's that
Mask Off.
No, that's not the single. The single
that's
is
like the best song I've heard all year though.
I've been popping tags. That's the video he ran.
I probably skipped that song because
it's right after I'm So Groovy.
I don't like I'm So Groovy either. I hate everything on there.
Personality. Mm-hmm.
I just don't like
that shit. That's my shit, y'all. Shout outs
to the nigga Don Q, because he one of the few niggas in New York right now that's not trying to sound like he from... Yeah, he from the BX. That's not trying to sound like he from the South.
Yeah, to get that.
This nigga album is so dope to me, and he not on no Uncle Murder type shit, you know what I'm saying? But the nigga just got his own kind of like swag. That shit is crazy. But I've been fucking with the nigga since Meek album. You know what I'm saying? That's what made me check him out. Yo, but he got some high shit. It's Fab and fucking Jada.
Yeah.
And that shit been supposed to drop for like the last 3 years. Them niggas ain't never dropped.
Yeah, that shit just keep saying coming soon.
Yeah.
So
the day after Detox, it'll drop.
The Get Back, that's
tennis. And you know what's gonna drop the day after that, right?
The French
Andre 3000 album.
That shit.
I don't think he want to drop an album.
And then the electronic album will come out after that.
We never heard nobody say that Andre 3000 is working on an album.
It's never gonna happen. Niggas just not gonna get no solo. The electronica album is gonna drop the week after that.
They saying it's gonna drop. They saying that Jay telling them to.
That shit is never gonna drop. He said he don't want to.
This nigga Mike Jones about to drop a mixtape.
Man, who?
Mike Jones.
That nigga Mike Jones is
Mike Jones is.
It's over for him.
Was a good dude in his day though. I fuck with him. It's I fuck with his whole him. Shit a lot still.
How y'all feel about the Steve Harvey thing happened at the Oscars?
Yo, they ain't make it as big as it did with Steve Harvey. Maybe because they're white and not black. I don't know. Maybe I did pull the race card a little too early. I don't know. But
I just said who they said the winner was. They said La La Land, right?
Yeah.
Yo, your man had the whole speech reach for the stars and everything.
Bruh. they showed the card when he was coming out. They showed the envelope and everything. The envelope said Best Actress on there. But that shit could have been Photoshop too, bro, just to make it look good on TV.
Man, that nigga said, reach for the stars. You can always get your dreams. Nigga tapped him on the shoulder like, you ain't win, bro.
The real reason why I feel like it should be bigger, more exploited than the Steve Harvey joint right now is because we're talking about the Oscars. Yeah, everybody know about Miss America, Miss Universe is a big deal, but we're talking about the Oscar.
That's the
biggest award that you can get over music, any kind of entertainment, period. That's
really?
Pretty much.
You think it's bigger than a Grammy?
Think
an Oscar bigger than a Grammy?
The way they make it, it's like equal. The way they make it seem?
I mean, they're two different forms of entertainment. One music and one is for actors. I think they probably like
same. But artists can win a Grammy. Look at 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Juicy J got an Oscar off of their Whoop That Trick or whatever song.
That's very true. That's off of music,
like,
movie soundtrack.
So like, okay. I would actually put the Oscars on top of the Grammys. Oscars first, Grammy strong second. That's pretty much your top knot for entertainment awards right there.
That'll make sense.
So like, for you to do what you did to Steve Harvey about the Miss Universe magic and then turn around and shit happened like pretty much a year later in the Oscars, And he was like, oh, okay, well, it's just a simple mistake. Like, no, that shit is big, because we talking about, what's your boy? I can't think of his name.
What is it, Moonlight?
Yeah, from Moonlight, the actor that won.
Masala Ali.
Yeah, I know him as Cottonmouth off of Luke Cage. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cottonmouth. You might as well say he won 2 Oscars in that night, and you almost stopped that from happening. And that's not a big deal to you? As hard as it is, as African Americans now to get, I mean, it's more common now, but African Americans that shit ain't really seen not no more Oscars common like though. That until Halle Berry and Denzel won the joint.
Yeah, that shit not really more common though. Niggas said a black supporting actress ain't won in like over a decade.
Right.
So it's that's crazy.
I feel like that the Oscar is more prestigious than the Grammy. Not taken away from the Grammy, because you know what I'm saying, that's just like the pinnacle of awards as far as music. You know what I'm saying? But
man, listen, I was rolling when that nigga had this speech and everything. And he was thanking his wife, and he's like, reach for the stars, you can obtain anything. Yo, that gotta be some embarrassing shit.
Hold on, Kevin. That
you got the true. Inspiring ass speech and everything.
Dude tapped him on the shoulder like he gave him the wrong bag. Like, hold on, Kevin. This show is right here. I was rolling, son.
It looked bad for him out there, man. Like, I couldn't believe it. So, who won? We got for the best movie, it was Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
I seen somebody on Facebook say it was whack. Was that you, Gates?
Yeah, it was white.
Okay, I thought Moonlight was a pretty decent movie. I ain't seen it. It's slow. It's a slow movie, but it's a pretty decent movie. That won Best Picture, Black Excellence, Best Writing Adapted Screenplay, Moonlight. Mm-hmm. They won that.
See?
Viola Davis for Fences was Best Supporting Actress.
Shout out to Viola Davis.
And she acted her ass off.
She deserved all that.
What else we got in Black Excellence? Alright, that's about it. You know what I mean? We did our 1-2
really
thing.
I wasn't really a fan of Moonlight, man. The point in the film was, you know, a valid point, you know, whatever you want to call it. But as far as just the movie of it, like just a film,
it was not good.
See, you feel about Moonlight how I felt about Fences. I did not like Fences at all.
Fences? No. It was straight.
It was just a whole...
Fences was educational, but it wasn't a good film.
It was like a
whole... It was better than Raising in the Sun.
Okay, it was...
Raising in the Sun was actually pretty good.
Fences was based on a play. So I get where they're going with the long-ass monologues and not shit really happening. It's only... If you look at the movie... You've seen Fences, right?
Yeah.
It's only like 3 scenes in the movie. His house, the backyard... In the job,
well, I mean,
in
the bar. That's how it is in the play too.
That's how a play be. So it's set up like a play, and then with the long ass monologues, what it was like the whole time, I was just waiting for some shit, crazy shit to happen. It's just like
some action or something. It just felt like it was leading up
to something about to happen, but yeah. Nothing never happened. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't doing for me, man.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it was a great movie though. Fucking Black Girl Magic. Also known as
Hidden Figures. We already talked about how good that film was. I mean, it was also a very, very good film. I believe
I heard it was very, very racist.
Pharrell did his thing with executive producer.
Oh, niggas gonna be racist now.
I mean, well, that's what it, I mean. We come. I mean, I hate to keep bringing that up, but you know,
niggas gonna be racist in a film like that.
I'm racist right now, but I'm really not. But like, I mean. I'm a critic when it comes to seeing certain movies. I'm the type of critic, like, I got to hear what everybody else is saying before I decide to see the type shit.
Exactly.
So you,
because I done heard a lot of movies out there that's supposed to be whack that I found was very good. I done seen a lot of movies out there that people say was very great and the shit was very
whack. That's why you got to see it for yourself.
Yeah, that's why you got to see it for yourself. Because I'm the type of people, I like to hear both ends of the feedback before I be like, okay, I'm going to see this shit.
Right. That's why I would advise, I would suggest that you go see Get Out. Okay, like I done heard everybody. It's not one part. Well,
I only heard one bad review from that, and that came from a man, Rich West. Shout out to Rich West.
I just about to say
he was the only one.
Shout out to man, Rich West.
I agree with him. So that's what I'm saying. Before him, I heard everybody say it was incredible. I'm gonna tell you why I didn't. It was a good movie. It wasn't a great movie to me because I went in there expecting it to be a 10, mm-hmm. and it's really like an 8. So mm-hmm. 8 is still a good movie.
Yeah, but it's below your standards.
But though. It was below my expectations. Right. I thought I was about to... The whole first hour is slow. Right. It's hell. So I'm thinking I'm about to go see the best shit ever. And I understand it's an underlying message and shit mm-hmm. in the movie. But that don't mean it still can't be whack just because it got a message. Like, I want people to understand that. You can have the most... intricate shit ever made and it can still be whack, but it's not a whack movie. It's a good movie, but every time I see somebody review it, they like, it's the best shit ever, it's incredible, Jordan Peele, oh my god, you didn't see that. So when I went to go see it, especially after seeing the previews for like 4 months, and I'm like, I can't wait till this shit come out. So I'm thinking I'm gonna see the best shit ever, but I'm gonna go see it again. It was a good movie. It's just not incredible
to me. People been, what it is now that people are stuck up under one category as far as like their work ethic and all that stuff, like Jordan Peele, like we all know him for comedy and shit like that, sketch comedy,
right,
all that stuff. And then, so this is a 180 for him to, yeah, the 180 and show you like his true type talents or whatever, what else he can do, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like people being a skeptic and all that stuff too as well. So it's like, I'm gonna check it out though. It's not something. I'm gonna check out Split too, because I heard Split was weird.
I watched Split. It started off slow, but it's a good movie.
Split started off slow too, and Split was good.
I heard it was definitely good.
And watch when you see that ending, you're gonna be like, whoa. Like, wait till you see the ending of that motherfucker. It ties in with another movie you've seen before. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah.
You gonna be like, what the fuck? It's one of this. Why? The same universe as a movie you've seen before.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's gonna be crazy at the end.
I ain't been catching up on today's shit right now, because you know, Sims. I always be on the low. I'll be like classic say, I be away from civilization sometimes.
On the low ski. I'm mad you ain't know about that Judge versus Swiss, man. Though. That's all we've been talking about on the book for like the last week before that Remy and Nikki shit came out. Yeah. I'm ready for somebody to damn get up there again.
The way my social life works, see, when I be at home, when I jump on the book, I jump on the book. I don't do no Instagram, nothing like that. I'm trying to change all that and get my stuff together. My main focus has been on this family, man, raising these boys. And
wonderful thing, too. Wonderful thing. Right
now. Yeah, because that social media definitely, before you know it, an hour done passed and you ain't done shit.
Right, exactly.
That time will go by fast.
I mean, but if you really think about it, man, social media is what it is. People is reading. Like, damn, at least you're reading. Right. Motherfuckers won't pick up a book.
Right.
But like, so if that hour going past and you just scrolling, you probably learning something in that hour. Right. I mean, I'm possibly. Being honest. I said maybe.
But if that was time you spent that you could have been doing something productive, then you need to leave that shit the fuck alone.
Right, exactly.
Some people don't know I put the shit down. I agree.
Right.
There'll be times I get up in the morning and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to clean this house up. And I jump right on Facebook. And as you know, it's time for my ass to go to work. I ain't watching that damn dish.
But it's a lot going on in the world. Your city, your state. Yeah. America, like
some people next dope, so like
hell yeah. And if you following their ass on Facebook, you all in their shit. Like, oh, that's what the fuck going on,
right?
Yeah, that shit be crazy like that. But you know what, man? At the end of the day, if you out there and you really ain't reading and shit like that, and you on social media all day, man, read some shit. Yeah. That's gonna teach you something. I mean, vital. It's right there. It's in the palm of your hand. You know what I'm saying? It's right there for you. The key to everything that you need to know is on that same device that you be goddamn texting bitches all day on. It's
Google and make sure shit is right.
Google and YouTube. You can fuck around and Google and YouTube yourself right into yourself being rich.
Yeah, hell, Yahoo still work. That's where all the dudes
Yahoo, too. You know what I'm saying?
I learned a lot of shit off YouTube.
Like YouTube and Google been my best friends the last, man, I can't count how long, like, for
since
real.
Since been using YouTube and Google.
Like, I done damn became a motherfucking mechanic off of YouTube. I done learned how to damn change my motherfucking serpentine belt and how to fucking change out my AC compressor, all kinds of
vital
shit.
Vital
like,
information.
Vital.
Shit that motherfucker will show you how to do. I done learned a lot of shit
Buddy
on YouTube.
Was looking on the shit the other day. His damn truck wasn't closed. We was in there damn looking some shit up. Find out damn how to pop the shit open without breaking shit. Now with a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
find what
up.
You need on there.
See, that's so what I'm saying,
you can be productive off the
internet. You can be productive as hell, but motherfuckers rather be goddamn...
talking to them thotties.
Thirst. Goddamn messaging bitches and...
The thirst is real.
And they got motherfucking wives and shit, and y'all fucking with these little bitches and ain't got shit. They ain't got a motherfucking pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, and ain't even got enough ass to stink. And y'all motherfucking all in they shit ain't learned nothing, ain't read nothing. Niggas ain't picked up a book since 12th grade 12 years ago. Y'all better stop acting like that and get y'all some knowledge about yourself. Niggas ain't picked up
a book before summer reading of 12th grade.
Yeah, year. Man. Motherfuckers be killing me, man. They be on social media all day posting, lying, motherfucking trying to make you feel like, you know, all kind of shit is going on and blah, 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 and ain't learned shit, ain't got nothing in their motherfucking pocket, ain't got nothing in their mind. And that's why our generation, the new generation is so fucked up.
I be staying away from y'all nosy motherfuckers online. So, like, if you think I'm acting funny, it's because I'm acting funny. Like, I'm not fucking with you if you on that nosy shit. Like, if you be in everybody business, don't invite me to them groups where y'all be exposing people and all that shit.
I said groups. I'm drunk. But them groups is funny as hell. Let me tell y'all right now, if y'all not in them groups, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't gonna put nobody business out there. But some of y'all baby mamas is in them groups, butt-ass naked. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm just letting y'all know, some of y'all baby mamas, some of y'all wives, maybe girlfriends, they in the, just be very aware that when, you know, you think everything is all peachy, your girlfriend is probably in one of them groups showing her titties and shit like that. I'm just telling you what I know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to point out nothing, but I did see somebody baby mama in there, and I ain't going to tell you about
being
it.
Being the worst.
She in there with no clothes on, bro. So, man, I'm just being real with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody gonna let them know. You ain't heard it from FTP.
So you ain't heard it from FTP. I'm just gonna let you. And I ain't gonna say what group it is, but your baby mama's in there with no clothes.
Or you might be a real nigga. You might not care.
And you probably might not care. But just treat your girl right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Take her to go see Get Out, and buy some popcorn. Don't make her eat a double cheeseburger from McDonald's before y'all get there. Let her get a snack.
Don't
load
the travel bag before y'all go in.
Let her get a snack this time, bro. She do everything for you, but she in that group naked, nigga, because you ain't doing right. You know what I'm saying? So
she in the group naked.
So I'm just telling you, man. Because
you wouldn't buy her a big slushie at the movies.
I was just talking about y'all nosy hoes that be in there.
Oh, the nosy hoes is naked too. I'm just letting y'all know from.
They be the first one to blast somebody, but be the first one naked too. So.
Right. And let me tell you something else about that shit, man. While y'all wasting y'all time chasing after these hoes, they chasing after the paper. So you know, y'all looking crazy right now. I like to drop jewels for niggas, man. While y'all chasing these hoes, they chasing the paper, probably your paper.
Tragic.
So get your mind on
what
something.
Future said. Chase a check. Yeah. Never chase a chick.
Yeah, man, get your mind on something, man. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all motherfucking mind on something. Y'all don't be doing shit but just being on the book surfing all day, being nosy, making fake statuses about the shit you ain't got. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bring up nobody tax money or nothing like that, because what you do with your motherfucking tax money is your business. I don't care if you buy a car with 200,000 miles on it just because it's a Benz. It don't matter, man. Like,
yeah, but when that shit break down,
if that's what you worked all year for, if that's what you worked all year for to buy you a piece of shit, by all means, buy that piece of shit, nigga. But it ain't gonna last you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, just do something about yourself.
Do what you want to do with your tax money. But, you know, I would advise that you make smart moves with it if you don't want to be broke. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'll be going to Roof Chris with your tax return money, knowing that y'all
like
gonna
a damn. No, you can go to Roof Chris with your tax return
for
money.
For what? When you gonna? Because you gonna be broke. You should take that same money you gonna spend at Roof Chris.
Yeah, but you can't tell somebody how to spend their money. You can only suggest it.
Okay, you're right.
I'm saying you can
do
that. You know what I'm saying? You can do all of that, but just know when you be broke, motherfuckers ain't gonna want to let you borrow shit because they know you fucked your shit up.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it do. And it's been FTP. You know what I'm saying? Fuck this podcast. This is your boy, King Classic. You know what I'm saying? I'm signing off.
Hey, yo. Adam. Shout out to everybody listening to the podcast right now. Shout out to everybody that's going to liveftp.net, checking out all of the merchandise, all of the videos, all of the music, all of everything. Shout out to Kiyase. Shout out to Irv.
All the spotlight coming soon.
Shout out to everybody that's like involved. Shout out to Bilderberg. I love y'all. Strategies is on the way. 750 Rap is out right now. You can go get that right now at liveftp.net. Classic Corner, we got a banging episode coming up soon. I don't even want to uncover that right now.
I got some setups for that Classic Corner too.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, and
yes, sir.
We here on our brother Sims' belated birthday, so I'm gonna get him the floor now.
He's out yet.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy D Sims and them, you know, represent FTP, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Class, shout out to TG, shout out to Be Easy, you know what I'm saying? Easy Money out there. Shout out
Easy.
Shout out to all the homies. Let me get an extra shout out to the Entitled crew, my boy Skills, my boy Dang Liam, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can get them up here on Classic Corner real soon. I'm gonna spit some of that fiery bars for you, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fam. Love you, Miss Sims. I see you later. All the boys, Saeed, you know what I'm saying, Super Duper in the house, Jamin the Boss,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying, Goldie, a.k.a. Hey. Lil Baby, Cameron, you know what I'm saying, terrorizing the city, acting like Lil Pee Wee. He might unplug something on you, so watch out.
FTP, fuck this podcast, man. We out of here.
We out of here. 100.